The Takeaway is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org. You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. Now, a very important perspective on the situation in Libya. It's not known how many American citizens there are running around Tripoli, but if any of them need an audience with the U.S. ambassador to Libya, he's on the job. Joining us live from the U.S. Embassy in Tripoli, Gene Kretz is U.S. ambassador to Libya. Mr. Ambassador, thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. My pleasure.
Any idea how many U.S. citizens might be in Libya right now?
It's difficult to say. We're just, with respect to the embassy, we're just beginning, to come back on a graduated process, but it's very difficult to know the total number right now.
Well, the phone line sounds great. You arrived back there over the weekend or late last week?
I arrived last Wednesday.
And what is it like? I mean, you've been out for about 8 months and much has transpired. Before we talk about the Transitional National Council for a moment, just your impressions of the city.
Well, I think that if you came here, you would. The strangest thing is that the air of normalcy that has returned. I mean, there are cars, people are going to work. If you didn't know better, you really wouldn't know that there had been some significant events here. What's a little bit disturbing is the proliferation of guns, and you see a lot of checkpoints and a lot of people with guns at those checkpoints. You hear a lot of celebratory gunfire. There's still, the situation is not 100% stabilized. There was a big explosion at an ammo dump the other night. But what's really striking as well is that for those of us who were here before, there had been a Potemkin-like village adoration of Gaddafi everywhere you looked. No matter where you went, you would see posters or whatever. That has been completely stripped away. And the only remnants, really, of the fact that Gaddafi was here, other than, of course, the brutalities he committed, is in the graffiti, which has sprung up throughout the city and which is very creative and which is really the only sign that you would know of someone called Gaddafi here.
What, can you give us a sense of some of the graffiti you've managed to translate?
Well, it's basically game over, for example. There's a picture of Gaddafi in a garbage can. There's, down with Gaddafi in Arabic. It covers the gamut, but it's not only the language. It's also the artistic rendering. It's really quite spectacular. I hope somebody will be able to capture the breadth of it, because it's really a fantastic expression of what kind of hatred and that they had for Gaddafi and what kind of relief they have now that he's gone.
Well, we'd love to get some of those images on our website at thetakeaway.org. We're talking with the U.S. ambassador to Libya, Gene Kretz, describing a situation of normalcy replacing what you described. I guess I could sort of paraphrase as a sense of abnormalcy, which really prevailed throughout the Gaddafi regime. I was going over some of the WikiLeaks diplomatic cables that talk about Gaddafi reportedly having a fear of staying on upper floors, not wanting to fly over water. All that's gone.
First, I can't, obviously, address the issue of the WikiLeaks, but I say is that anybody who was here, like I said, this was a Potemkin village. Wherever you went, his image was everywhere, as the father of Africa, as the center of the world, as the heartland of freedom. It really was a, if you really knew the truth of the place, it was an absolute perversion and distortion of reality that was here during those 42 years.
Well, then, Mr. Ambassador, if the U.S. relationship with Libya during all of the tough periods of time, and of course, when Libya gave up its nuclear program during the George W. Bush administration, that really accelerated ties between the U.S. and the Gaddafi regime. It was always a matter of holding one's nose and sort of tolerating the excesses of Gaddafi on some level. Here, it's a fundamentally different opportunity. What do you think the promise of a U.S.-Libyan relationship is now with the national transitional council government?
Yeah, no, I agree with you entirely. Look, you know, when our administrations decided that it was worth making the effort to try to bring in a rogue nation, I think that was a fairly positive development. We all knew what we were dealing with. There was no great pleasure on any of our part. In fact, dealing with someone who we knew had been involved in terrorism and, in fact, had been involved in the murder of U.S. citizens. So, you know, we did it, as you said, with our noses held high and our having to wash our hands after we ever shook hands with these officials. But I'm very optimistic, actually, about the potential for our relationship with this new country. I think clearly the TNC has done a very good job over the last 6-7 months of laying out a vision of a democratic future for Libya. I think that the United States will be able to provide some kind of training and help within a UN framework. We don't intend to obviously engage in any kind of major nation building as we've done in, for example, Afghanistan or Iraq. We're going to be very careful about how we use taxpayer money. But I can envision a very broad and deep relationship with this new government, and I think the American people can be very proud of the way that the President and the Secretary of State acted during the last 7 months. And I think that if you talk to Libyans who are now in the first flush of being able to enjoy freedom, it's palpable. They don't want to eat, they don't want to drink, they just want to breathe freedom. So I think we have a real potential to have a very positive relationship with a potential democratic nation in the Middle East.
Talking with Gene Kretz, U.S. Ambassador to Libya, an exciting opportunity, it would seem, for a diplomat. What are you spending your day doing, unpacking boxes, cleaning up the embassy, or are there meetings already scheduled?
Well, there's no embassy to speak of. That was destroyed. We're living in temporary quarters. We're trying to find some more permanent quarters. We're also setting about, finding which other embassies are here, setting up a coordinating mechanism with the UN to deal with the aid and cooperation issues. So we're just basically trying to get back on our feet. It's going to be a long struggle because we really are starting from scratch. Everything was destroyed. And so that's basically what we're doing right now. We hope to be up and running in a very short time.
Good luck, Gene Kretz, U.S. Ambassador to Libya, where the flag is flying over at least temporary facilities, live from Tripoli. Thanks so much.